Mo, this beat bang.
Hello, and welcome to HCC 360. I'm Vaya Skinner, Coordinator for Campus Communications. Once a month, HCC 360 takes a deep dive into one of the many interesting things happening at Harford Community College.
I tell my students that they may never need to recall the Pythagorean theorem or know what an endoplasmic reticulum is in biology, but if you ever get stopped for speeding and get a citation or ticket, you want to know how the process works and when you go into court. So a lot of what we learn in criminal justice can be applied in everyday life.
That's Assistant Professor John Carpenter, and he teaches in the Criminal Justice Program. Today, he'll be joined by Adjunct Professor Jessica Orshowitz and Tony Wohlers, Dean of the Behavioral and Social Sciences Division at HCC. We're going to hear about criminal justice classes, forensics classes in the high schools, and a lot more. WHFC student producer Patrick Finnerty sat down to talk with them. Let's dive in.
Let's start with who you are and how you came to the criminal justice field. Can you each give us a short bio?
Well, I guess I will start. So my name is Tony Wohlers. I'm the dean here at for the Behavioral and Social Sciences Division. And I came to the college in August 2017. Before that, I lived in Oklahoma, worked there at a regional university until 2017, obviously, and then I moved to Maryland and started working here at this wonderful college.
I am John Carpenter. I am at present Assistant Professor of Criminal Justice here at Harford Community College. I've taught as an adjunct instructor here since 2017, and this semester I am full-time at the college. I'm from Lutherville, Baltimore County. I had a career with the Maryland Natural Resources Police, what most people would refer to as a game warden. From 1984 to 2002, I retired on a medical retirement due to a job-related injury. Worked as a private investigator for a number of years, had my own private investigating firm, and then as a district court bailiff before coming here to the college.
My name is Jessica Orshowitz. I'm an adjunct professor for HCC that just started for this term. I also work as a forensic lab director and a crime scene investigator for our county. Prior to that, I was a crime scene investigator for Baltimore City Police Department, graduating from Towson University with a degree in forensics and chemistry.
Can you give an overview of the classes in the criminal justice program at HCC?
We offer a number of classes, starting out with the basic introduction to criminal justice, which is CJ 101, which is a general tour of the criminal justice field, where students will learn about the criminal justice system and the various components of that system, including police, law enforcement, the courts, and corrections. And we have a separate course on corrections. We offer courses on criminal investigation, on crime scene technology this term, and on criminal law.
And as part of the course offerings, the curriculum, we also have a field practicum. So that would allow students, you know, to get hands-on experience with a law enforcement agency. So they really get a feel, you know, what it might be if they were to choose that career when they're out on the street. Also, talking a little bit more maybe about the course offerings, as John pointed out, we have the intro course and criminology, of course. So these are some of the foundation courses, if you will, and the practicum, of course. But we also have courses that focus, on the work of the police, how the community connects with the police or police relationships with the community. And one course that kind of has been important is we have a class on terrorism. And of course, as you can imagine, given, you know, what has happened, 9/11 and so forth, right, that is a very interesting course too, because it kind of also gives you more of a global perspective, if you will, about terrorism and how it impacts different parts of the world, certain regions and what have you. So what I'm trying to say, you know, we have these kind of hands-on courses learn about theory, learn about the practice as far as the law enforcement field goes. And then we have this course here like that gives you a broader, a more global perspective, right? Because as we know, terrorism, of course, is a phenomenon that is operating globally.
Most people hear the terms criminal justice and law enforcement and think police officers, but it's a lot more than that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The criminal justice field would also cover people, for example, who go into investigations, not only for public service organizations like the police department, but also for financial institutions such as banks that always have a fairly large cadre of fraud investigators on staff. So the degree can be applied in a number of fields, both in the public and private sector, that are closely related to law enforcement and investigations.
Does Homeland Security have its own academy, like a police academy or FBI academy?
Each law enforcement agency will have its own standards as far as academic background. Most general service law enforcement agencies here in Maryland do not require a full bachelor's degree in order to be hired. They want to keep the applicant pool as broad as possible. However, when you move on to the federal law enforcement agencies, such as the FBI, Secret Service, Fish and Wildlife Service, ICE, Customs and Border Protection, all those federal agencies frequently do require a higher level of education. One of the degrees that the FBI prefers is a degree in accounting, for example, because they do so much work with white-collar crime and accounting, embezzlement, extortion, that kind of work, that a background in accounting, particularly in forensics accounting, is very valuable.
Is law enforcement having the same issues getting people to apply?
We're definitely running into that across the board through multiple agencies. Many of our sister agencies we've spoken with are currently experiencing that. Given the current political climate, especially, we're seeing a lot of people transfer. We're seeing a lot of less people applying in the first place. It seems to be a national trend right now.
Do you find that there are certain aspects that draw people to this field?
I find that many of my students are interested in going into the law enforcement field because they want to help other people. That's the number one reason that's given in all the surveys that's done of police officers. People want to join that particular profession in order to help other people. I think some people are attracted by the sense of adventure or danger. And some people come from a legacy family. Their father, mother, sister, brother was a law enforcement officer or worked somewhere in the criminal justice system, and they want to follow in the family tradition.
Yeah, I would agree with John on that. And I would also note that, you know, beyond criminal justice, as far as the forensic side of things go, most of the people that I know that are interested in this field want to help by means of giving people closure and giving people answers. And often they're drawn to the puzzle-solving aspect of that, being able to apply logic and science to things that typically don't make sense.
What drew you to this work?
Namely that, just liking the idea of being able to apply science in a way that can help people and give them closure and answers to terrible things that happen.
How do you deal with the terrible things that happen?
you get used to it. There's an aspect to it where you need to, you know, effectively push out the emotional component of it. There's also a great sense of community in our line of work. Everybody knows that they can support one another and lean on one another. So that definitely helps.
Going through the criminal justice program at HCC, there are two different tracks of study. Can you tell me what those tracks are?
Yes, we offer an associate's degree, an AA in arts and sciences, and we also offer a second degree, an associate's of applied science degree, with an area of concentration in legal studies. And the AA program, the Associates of Arts degree option, is designed to prepare students for transfer to baccalaureate programs with a major in criminal justice. And the Associate of Applied Science degree is a 60-credit program, and it prepares students for employment in a variety of criminal justice fields. And students learn about the criminal justice system, and they will equip themselves with knowledge that should allow them to enter a career in the criminal justice system and to learn occupational features of police work. And The program is designed also for the practicing professional who desires to advance their education. So someone who's already employed in the criminal justice field who wants to further their education.
Workforce development is a big part of the program. So what kind of career advancements are your students going for?
We have a lot of my students express an interest in becoming a detective or investigator. That seems to be high on people's list. Many of them want to eventually enter one of the federal law enforcement agencies, particularly FBI, because of the status that's associated with that agency. I always tell people to consider other fields, though, such as parole and probation, which is a fascinating career because it intermingles skills that typically come from the law enforcement side of the house with work that's more closely associated with social work. And a parole and probation officer will get a chance to do some hard law enforcement, but they also get a chance to work with people and develop a long-term relationship and really make a positive difference in people's life over a period of years sometimes. So I always encourage my students to consider that option.
It seems like there are a lot of classes about human behavior in this program.
Yeah, let me start, and then the two of you can take over. I mean, if you look at the courses we offer, and you look at the other courses that are required beyond the criminal justice classes, right? You will see that students will be exposed to classes like psychology, to classes like sociology. Of course, classes in the area of legal studies and so forth, right? So when you look at the program as kind of a whole, one of the most important hallmarks of the programs is that it is interdisciplinary. It brings together different disciplines. Criminal justice is one discipline, but criminal justice is learning from, or that has feeders into it from other disciplines as well, because, right, if you want to work in this area, you have to have a good understanding of not just how other people's mind work, so from a psychology perspective, right, but you also want to understand how society works, right, the different groups within society. You want to learn about how different groups within society are maybe treated differently, right, minorities and things like that. So you want to have this kind of awareness, right, that you have to be that enables you to kind of understand your work goes beyond your individual, right? Does that make sense? Beyond your person. You are working within a community. You're working within that society, right? So you have to have that broader, bigger picture understanding in order to be an effective police officer or wherever you work in law enforcement, right? Because one really important component that you will get out of this program is this critical thinking component, and apply concepts to figure out how things work in society too, right? So you can understand them and come to some sort of solution, conclusion that eventually will help you, and that goes back to the point we were making in the beginning, why are you drawn to this kind of the discipline? Well, because you want to help the community. In order to help the community, you have to understand it from a personal level, but also from the global perspective. And that is the beauty and the strength of the criminal justice program, that it brings together these various disciplines that allow you to be that critical thinker and that problem solver individual as well.
Yeah, I would say that psychology, sociology, and criminal justice are a very good fit with each other. You see that throughout the different disciplines in the humanities, how history and English sometimes fit together. The same in criminal justice, as Tony said. You know, you'll understand what are the underlying sociological conditions that are contributing to the criminogenic factors in a community that are causing crime. Particularly important now, too, to understand some basic psychological techniques in de-escalation, which is becoming a very, very important issue in police work. We're finding that some agencies will actually take mental health professionals with their officers on patrol. so that the mental health person will deal with the crisis situation rather than resorting to force by the law enforcement officer. And the agencies that have embraced these type of models have done very, very well with it. And I think that's the way we're going in this country. And I think we should be teaching this, you know, in our classrooms at the community college level.
How important is mental health training in the criminal justice field right now?
Over the past 40 years, we've deinstitutionalized many of our people with mental health issues. When I first started in 1984, for example, my regional headquarters over in Owings Mills was located on a piece of property that was formerly the Rosewood State Hospital's farm. They actually had a working farm where the hospital patients would raise food for the farm. And those people now have been deinstitutionalized or cast out on the street. Some of them have a pretty good support system, but many of them do not. So I believe we have more people in the United States now out in the public with severe mental health issues than we did 40 years ago. And of course, as the population grows, that population will increase as well. But our jails in particular are becoming de facto mental institutions. And the Sheriff's Association met with President Trump shortly after he was sworn in. They were one of the first organizations that wanted to meet with the president because of the situations they were having, where up to 50% of their inmate populations were suffering from serious mental health issues, and they didn't have the resources to treat these issues. So they asked the president for help. And it's going to be a long-term issue in the U.S. But sometimes knowing where to get help is the most important thing. If you can get a mental health crisis counselor out on the scene in a hurry, it can do a lot to de-escalate a situation.
And to add a little bit to this, so there are programs in the state, and I just learned it 2 weeks ago, where police officers are trained to recognize people, who say, who have autism, right? To kind of make them aware, right? What are the signs if you encounter an individual with autism, right? How do you react, right? Appropriately without, as John said, right? Resorting to force under false or under the falsely perceived context, let's put it that way, right? So that connection will become increasingly important, right? To really engage effectively with the community and also dealing with some of the perceptions people have about law enforcement nowadays, right? Wrong perceptions, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to bring them, again, back to the community, connect them with the community. And in order to achieve that, they have to get these skills through our program, for one, right, to understand the community. And to do so, the program, let me elaborate a little bit more, you know, not just offers, you know, here the crude facts, but it offers also theories, because theories helped us to kind of understand the world, simplify it often. But at the same time, you then take these theories or these concepts and models, right, and you can then translate them into specific actions. Once you use those theories to understand what is going on within your community or within the context of the broader society. So you have these really important skill sets, again, that can help you to connect all these different pieces, right, to be effective.
I'm Patrick Finnerty, and you're listening to HCC 360 on WHFC. Is criminal justice a growing field in Harford County right now?
I would argue that it absolutely is. I regularly receive emails from students in criminal justice programs inquiring about job opportunities as well as advice for career paths. John mentioned this earlier, but a lot of them that are seeking out this path are interested in doing detective or investigative work. And I think it is, you know, wanting to help and to contribute and give back to the community. And, you know, especially in light of a lot of the things that we're seeing now, it's becoming more important than ever.
Keep in mind, too, that in all the public service agencies, there's an annual turnover. Every year people retire, either on a regular full retirement or a result of medical retirement. People leave. They transfer to other agencies. They go to the federal agencies. Or sometimes even the spouse may get a good-paying job out of state and they leave. So there's always an annual turnover in law enforcement. So agencies are always looking for people just to replace in order, you know, the ones that are leaving to keep up with the status quo.
And to just add to this from a macro perspective, if you look at some of the statistics, labor demand statistics, depending on the career, the growth in the field, law enforcement, again, in general, and depending on the field, really, is between 5 and 18%. Between 5 and 18%, that's kind of the growth in the field. So there's clearly demand out there.
Can you tell us about the discovery courses you're offering in high schools?
So with the discovery program, the idea is to, you know, start talking to high school kids that are getting ready to go into college and getting them interested, helping them figure out, you know, if this is a field that they would like to pursue. And the nice thing about that is, you know, they're there by choice to learn and to engage and to figure that out for themselves. And so, you know, at 17, 18 years old, if you can imagine trying to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life, coming into this class, hopefully, you know, they'll hear what we're talking about, both from an educational and you know, working experience, and be able to figure out, okay, is this something that I want to do or not? And if not, you know, at least they know, and they don't, you know, continue with it going into college and then, you know, possibly regret it later. But if they do like it, then they know going in, you know, this is immediately what I want to do, and they're not potentially wasting time on coursework that they might not actually want to pursue in the long run.
At the moment, we're teaching a course called Introduction to Crime Scene Technology. So we're covering various aspects of forensic science. Jessica has put together some wonderful PowerPoint presentations covering a wide range of subjects, archaeology, forensic entomology, fingerprinting,
DNA, death DNA. Investigation, blood spatter, question documents, trace evidence analysis.
And one of the very interesting parts about the course is that the students actually get a chance to do hands-on labs. We were kind of laughing here about our blood spatter lab we did. We had copious amounts of artificial blood spilled all over the concrete in front of the high school doing the lab because it was so windy. But the students get a chance to look at how blood splatters at different impact rates and speeds. We did fingerprinting.
I'm planning in the next week or so to do a lab on identifying markings on cartridge casings and bullets that you would recover from a crime scene. There's also a lab that we're planning for question document analysis, where they'll use a very basic form of chromatography to analyze different ink samples.
I'm constantly impressed by the level of engagement and interest in the students that I see in my classes. They're very engaged. They ask good questions. They grasp the material pretty well, and they exhibit very good critical thinking skills.
I thought of this earlier when you were talking about just, you know, taking in different perspectives. I think it's so important that we're getting people, especially at that young age, the mm-hmm. earlier that you get them in and interested in the field and understanding different perspectives and grasping those concepts, you know, being able to carry that forward is so important. You know, it'll help them have an easier time of applying it later on, you know, as they continue their education and their work in the field.
This criminal justice class, the Introduction to Crime Scene Technology, right now it's being taught at C. Milton Wright and Edgewood high schools. And these skills you get, you cannot just apply them within the context of criminal justice, but they are transferable skills. You can apply them anywhere in other classes or in your future professional career.
I tell my students that they may never need to recall the Pythagorean theorem or know what an endoplasmic reticulum is in biology, but if you ever get stopped for speeding and get a citation or ticket, you want to know how the process works when you go into court. So a lot of what we learn in criminal justice can be applied in everyday life.
Any advice you have for anybody interested in going into the criminal justice field?
From the forensic standpoint, my advice is just to get as much experience as possible. Internships are much advised. You know, all you need is a bachelor's degree in a science, and I always recommend experience, because my colleagues and I talk about this all the time, that, you know, education is very important, but experience is, you know, just as important, if not more. That's really all the advice I have as far as our side of it.
I would say that anyone who's considering a career in the criminal justice field, in law enforcement in particular, it is a field that is challenging, but yet it's a field that's very, very rewarding, and that it's going to be a growth field with multiple opportunities for advancement, and that people should consider it. Law enforcement generally pays very well, and the benefits are very, very good in the public sector. So I would recommend it to anyone who's considering a career in criminal justice.
I would also say the degree is a great foundation for other areas, for other disciplines, mm-hmm. or for other professions. So if you don't necessarily want to go into, let's say, the law enforcement area, it's a great discipline if you want to go into law.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, law school, for instance, let's say. So criminal justice is also one of those degrees that offer really flexible career paths, I would say, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Very.
And in that sense, you know, that's one of the strengths of the program as well, because you have the time to explore some of those other areas here and there. You learn about, in the classes, right, what options are out there as far as career paths, right? And in that way, you learn, yes, there's the law enforcement side, but there are also other areas I might be interested in the future.
You had mentioned before about having multiple sub-disciplines that come mm-hmm. together. And just to that point, you know, thinking from the psychology and the sociology aspect, I have a lot of students currently that are very interested in criminal justice for that reason, that they're either more interested in gearing towards law ultimately or criminal psychology. Mm-hmm. So this is a great basis for that.
Thank you all for coming and sharing a little bit about the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for today. Here's the contact information for the Criminal Justice Program. The phone is 443-412-2315, and the email is jcarpenter@harford.edu. Many thanks to Tony Wohlers, Jessica Orshowitz, and John Carpenter for their time and dedication. Thanks also to producer Patrick Finnerty and to Mohamed Bangura for our theme music. There's an extended version of this interview on our podcast, HCC 360. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Via Skinner, and HCC 360 will be back next month with another deep dive into amazing opportunities at Harford Community College. Thanks for listening.